But we do have the Premier on the line and we have limited time with him, so I don't want to waste a moment of that. Do keep your questions for the Premier coming in if you are desperate to know about the vaccination drive, registration drive rather. So let's without a further ado go straight to the Premier. Alan Windey, good afternoon, Premier. Thanks for joining us again. We were flooded with questions following yesterday's conversation.
Great, no problem. Thank you. Good afternoon.
So instead of wasting any time, I'm going to just go straight to the questions in the order in which they've been received. First one says, many elderly residents at Musgrave Park, which is a place for the poor and elderly, are confused about the registration. These people are in their 80s and 90s, don't know how to use technology, nor do they have smartphones and no younger relatives in the country to assist. What are they supposed to do?
Okay, so obviously what we are also doing through our social development department, through any places where people are congregated, elderly people, so for example, in an old age home, we've got a program running out where we are helping registrations. If someone is, say, for example, on this message says, listen, we're in a street and there's a number of people in the street, then my suggestion would be, if no one in the street can help you register, then we just need to get a message through to my department somehow, or through your neighborhood watch or to your local councillor and say, please, can someone come and help us register? And there are NGOs and people that will come and help you get onto the system. I've just come from the station. Every spare minute I get, I'm out there. And when I come across someone who's not registered, I just take my phone out and I register it for them. As I saw yesterday, NGOs doing it as well. And we all just need to try and help wherever we can. But if anybody has got a problem, they can just send a message through to our toll-free number 0860-142-142 and we'll get someone to come and help them.
I think let's just repeat that number for people. I'm sure a lot of people would like to write that down. That's 0860-142-142.
Correct.
Excellent. Alan, let's go on to the next one. And there are many, many messages in a similar vein to this with regards to registering and receiving an SMS confirmation. This person says, Tracy says, hello, can you advise? We went through the vaccine registration process for my 82-year-old mum. We did not receive an SMS confirming that the registration was successful. Should we have, or does the SMS only come once the date is set?
Okay, now you should have received a message to say that your registration is successful. I'm going to suggest you just do that one more time because you should have received the message. The next message you will receive, that it will say to you, you need to be at this specific clinic or this specific site on Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
So it'll give you a time and a place.
I think that'll answer the next question, which is from Brian. He says, I received confirmation of my registration, which states I'll be contacted via SMS regarding the next steps. Is this to tell me where to go for my jab or for something else?
No, that'll be to tell you where to go for your jab. And of course, that will start from, people should start getting their messages before Monday, if they are scheduled for Monday, and then it'll just happen through the week. You'll get your message and where to go.
Okay, so people don't necessarily need to panic. If they've had a confirmation that they're registered, but they haven't received details of where to go and when, they don't need to worry at this stage. Is that correct?
If not, they just hang in there. They will get their message. It'll come when the system will kick it out and say tomorrow or the next day, you need to be at X, Y, or Z clinic.
Carolina sent a message. I think I'll just sum it up because it's quite a long message, but her concern seems to be that she and her husband are American citizens. They are South African registered residents and registered with Discovery, and they did get a confirmation SMS, but they haven't had anything further, and she's worried it's because they're American citizens.
No, it'll make no difference. When you go onto the registration system, it asks you for your ID number or your passport number. Obviously, they are registered through a medical aid. So also that will have its own processes of where to go, and it'll be a private sector outlet. So it'll be a private hospital, it'll be a chemist, etc.
Okay, Alan. Next question from a listener says, "What happens if you miss your date?"
Okay, I'm going to say, please try not to miss your date. But of course, what will happen is the system will then just come around again and just kick you out, kick you into a new date.
Okay, so the system will recognize that you haven't had your jab and it'll reschedule
Correct.
You. It just, obviously, it's but unfortunate.
I'm going to say, please try not to do that because, you know, what we're trying to do is trying to get a slick operation. Obviously, people are going to have problems. You know, we also don't want to people just sort of, I'll wait until I'm available and I'll just drop every one of these messages. That's why the system does ask you what is best. Do you want a weekend? Do you want during the week? Do you want morning or do you want afternoon? So it already starts to package people into criteria that says, I'm definitely a weekend because I'm working and afternoons are best.
Okay. Alan, Peter wants to know, if one is registering with Discovery, do you need to register with the national line as well?
I presume not. Your Discovery system should be enough for you to register.
Okay. And then just a health question. Somebody wants to know how long after having the virus it's safe to have the vaccine.
I'm a politician, not a doctor.
Okay. We'll save that one for Dr. Keith Clutie.
I'm going to say that for Dr. Clutie. I don't want to put my foot in it here.
All right. Premier, if it's okay with you, we'll just take a quick question from Wendy in Camps Bay, who's on the line.
Sure.
Wendy, good afternoon. What's your question for the Premier?
I have registered, but I am going into hospital for an operation. So I want to know if my date comes up while I'm in the hospital, how do I go about getting the vaccine done later? You know, if I've already been given a date and I can't go because I'm in hospital.
Thanks, Wendy. I'll put you on hold and let the Premier answer.
Thanks, Wendy. So the system will come around again. And also, you might even have the opportunity, depending on what the procedure is, to actually get that vaccine while you're in hospital. But let's just assume that you're not able to do it. It'll just come around again. You know, the system will just kick you out on that day that you've now not managed to make it, and it'll just give you a new date.
Premier, we've had two messages from listeners just clarifying that Discovery says very clearly we do have to register with the government well. So good to note, if you are registered with Discovery for the vaccine, you do need to register on the government's registration system as well. Lots of people also have been asking whether there's a published list of venues somewhere so that people can start planning where they'll have to go for their vaccination.
Okay, so the people don't have to plan because the system will tell you where to go. But hopefully this week at our DigiCon, we'll be able to tell people where, you know, where we will have the centers. I mean, there's going to be many, many of them. You know, that's why when you register, it asks you what municipality you're in or what city you're in, city of Cape Town, then what suburb are you in, and then even what street address, because we will then determine which is the nearest vaccine center to your street address. It'll also ask you, do you want to be registered closest to home or not? So, I mean, the system is really trying to align what is best for you, it'll only give you those names later on as the system starts to determine, yes, the following 100 people will go to X venue, and you will be told which one to go to.
Okay, great. There's another message here, and there was a similar one yesterday from a listener saying, hi, I'm 59, I have high blood pressure, when can I register? Somebody else yesterday saying, I'm like a month short of 60, do I have to wait for the next sort of batch of intakes?
Okay, so I'm sorry you're going to wait. I'm not sure if I explained this yesterday, but, you know, we had to make a decision and we had to learn from other parts of the world. And in other parts of Europe, what they did was where they said, you know, first round, if you're a frontline worker or you have comorbidities, you get first shot. Well, the whole country suddenly had frontline duties and comorbidities, and it just blocked everything. So we've then made a decision to say, let's just base it on age. What I am planning on doing now is I'm watching the registration process. That's why we're out there trying to get as many people registered as possible. What I will be doing is probably in the coming week is engaging with National to start opening up the registration for 50 and above so that we at least start building the database. Because if we in a small town and we reach the 180 people that are in the 60 and above, we must be able to very quickly start getting the 50 and above into the system. I really wanted to make sure it's slick and the operation is slick and we will get you as quickly as we can.
Sure. I've got the hugest amounts of respect for you. It must be an absolute logistical nightmare. And I do understand you've got to draw the line somewhere. It's like boarding a plane, you know?
Unfortunately,
Premier,
we do.
If we have time, I'd like to just take one more question that's on a voice note,
sure.
Please.
Amy, and good afternoon to the Premier. It's Jenny in OBS here. I'm just a little bit concerned. I am registered. A friend helped me because it was kicking me out because of my surname. I finally did get registered. But my friend is with Discovery, and she had also a sort of a double registration, if you like. But I haven't had that through my medical aid, so I'm not sure how I would get vaccinated, whether it would be a private place through my medical aid or the normal system. I haven't had any news from, all I had from my medical aid was FAQs, which we all know about anyway, and how to register, which I already had done. I'm a bit confused about that. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
I've got to say, I'm a bit confused about that question too. Premier, did you understand?
Okay, I think I did. So, I mean, Jenny, obviously just make sure that you are registered on the system. And then the system will pick you up and give you a place. If you are on medical aid and you get given, for example, Goedeskeer Hospital, when you get there, it'll just put you through the medical aid system as opposed to the non-medical aid system. But it's also in your application, you get asked if you are on a medical aid or not. So just make sure that you're on the system and registered. And the system will give you a venue of where to go to.
Okay. Premier, thank you so much for your time. Questions are still flooding in, and unfortunately we cannot get to them all. If you could perhaps just repeat the website and the cell phone number that people can register, I think that'll be a good start.
Okay, so there's quite a few actually. So I'm going to start off with which I think is the easiest one. And you just go to the Western Cape Government website. So if you just type in westerncape.gov.za, it takes you to the Western Cape Government website or register or Google it, and there's a yellow band across the whole first screen that comes up with a red block on it that says registration. So you just tap that, it all takes you automatically into the registration site. So that's the one. Or of course you can go directly into the site, but I mean I'm reticent to put it. It's https://vaccine.enroll.health.gov.za/#. I mean it's crazy. Just Google it, much easier. And then you can also dial *134*832#. And then that is a free on all South African mobile networks, and it will just come up into the registration system. Or you can just on WhatsApp, you can just type in the word register and send that one to 0600-123-456, or as I said in the beginning, 0860-124-124.
Okay, Premier, I'll repeat those numbers throughout the course of the afternoon. We are still getting lots of messages.
And then maybe also, I mean, please feel free to maybe, you can even send through the questions that are coming up to Kayla in my office. And what I will do is we'll sort of package them and then maybe, put answers at the Digicon and maybe even create some space that we can send the answers back to you.
Great. Premier Alan Wendy, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Sorry that we ambushed you with all of those questions, but I do appreciate your information and your patience with us. Thank you.